Hi, my name is Clendra Cooper, and I'm running for the Nebraska Legislature, District 11 in the heart of North Omaha. And I'm coming to you this morning to briefly talk about a reoccurring, I can't say theme, I guess maybe it's a theme, a reoccurring theme or reoccurrence utterance I'm hearing from people in the community that I'm meeting along my travel, so to speak. And that being, people will give me this type of sentiment. Oh, the poor people down north, the poor people in North Omaha. Well, you know, I just don't understand it. The community really needs some assistance. The poor people. And I just feel so powerless. And don't they understand that what's going on in their communities and right? And when will they stop just going for the same old, and don't they want different and better leaders? And, you know, I just don't know what to do, but it's a shame. And I wish I could vote for you. I really do. But, you know, I don't live in your district, and I don't know what I could do. You know, you poor people, I'm going to pray for you, Calandra. I'm going to pray for you. Okay. So you get the point. Here's a couple of things. Truth of the matter is, I am running for a legislative seat in District 11. If you do not live in District 11, you cannot vote for me to represent District 11. District 11, only people that can select a representative, a legislator for District 11 are people that live and have voting rights in District 11. Something else with that. This is why I express to people, you cannot allow people that do not live in your district, that cannot vote for me or the other two candidates, to influence your vote because they do not live in this district. And you will have people that do not live in this district that will steer you towards particular candidates because something is in it for them. For example, if I'm an organization that is acquiring, for example, millions of dollars in grant funding, but I myself live well outside of District 11 in North Omaha, then I have an agenda to get a particular candidate elected because it's going to come back to me in some type of way, for example, through grant funding. So I have a vested interest in supporting this particular candidate or these particular candidates because I have a self-serving purpose that's going to benefit me, not you, and I don't even live in your district. I'm going to go out west or, outside of the boundaries of your community where I live and not worry about it. So you have to be very careful on who's telling you how to vote and leave it up to you, yourself, and your independent thought and investigative process. Okay, so back to the poor us and whatnot. People fail to realize that when these elected officials are elected to these seats, sure, you are there to gather information regarding the constituents and their needs in your particular district, but you still represent the whole of Nebraska. Nebraska is made up, it's a large state. It's broken down into districts, and within those districts, there is one representative elected by the people whose responsibility is to gather and represent the needs of the people within their district, but still represent all of Nebraska. So when people say, poor us, poor you, or whatnot, no, it's poor us, poor everybody, including you, because people elected to the legislature do not simply, their actions do not simply affect the people within their particular district. They have an effect on all of the other districts as well. So it's poor all of us. So when you are supporting legislative candidates outside of your district that you favor, It's crucial because legislators play a significant role in shaping the policies that have a direct impact on you and your community, even if they don't directly represent you. Legislators are responsible for introducing bills, sitting on various committees, shaping policy through debate and amendments, and ultimately voting on legislation that affects the entire state of Nebraska. For instance, if a legislator from a district might introduce a bill that affects statewide education funding, okay? This would have a direct influence on the quality of education in your area as well, not just theirs. Another example could be environmental legislation. I know that's something a lot of people are interested in. So a policy aimed at improving water quality, for example, or regulating some type of agricultural practice will have ramifications on all of the residents, on all of Nebraska, not just those in the district of that particular legislator who sponsored the bill. Okay? So by supporting candidates who share your values and your priorities, even if they live outside of your district, you're helping ensure that the legislature as a whole works towards policies that benefits all of Nebraskans, even yourself. So you will be making your voice heard, you know, in a broader realm for the states and your future. So it's not poor us down here, it's poor everybody. So you need to take a vested interest in all of the legislators that are up for election and not say, oh, that's horrible that that's happening down there, but it really doesn't affect me. Okay, because we have someone in that legislative seat. Maybe you are fine with that. Maybe you're not. You know, maybe you're fine with me being there. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're fine with Chambers being there again. Maybe you're not. You know, so something to consider. I look at people that are up for office in the other legislative districts, especially those that are closer to my community, because it has a direct effect. So I pay attention and I support other candidates outside of my district because I'm a Nebraskan and it matters. I hope I gave you food for thought today. I'm looking forward to hearing your comments, suggestions, concerns, your voices. You can call me or you can email me. Visit my website at www.calendracooper.com. You have a great rest of your day.